Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 213 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Check this out. Did you know Who's Paying Attention is available on Spotify? Spotify is making it easy to stream my podcast and any other podcast you want to your mobile device, desktop app, or smart speaker. Just open the app, click on Browse, and then click on the Podcast section. You can take me wherever you want to go. And I don't mean that in a creepy way. I mean it in a podcast way. Not just me, any of the All Things Comedy podcasts or anything you like. Just get the Spotify app, click on a Browse, click on Podcast. Okay? You got it. Thanks. So here we are, another week. Now this is hilarious to me. So I have to switch my, you know, whole cable internet communication set up at home. So I come home and I have no internet. They turned off the old without turning on the new. Why is that funny? Because after 2 weeks of being on a ship, after 5 weeks of this year being on a ship with little or no internet service, I come home to no internet service. It's a conspiracy. They really don't want you to hear me. They don't want you to listen. They don't care what I have to say. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is and why I'm having such bad luck. But here I am, back on dry land and happy to be so. The march for our lives over this weekend was the big news. And there was a lot of news over the weekend. But the march, hundreds of thousands of people all across America marching for common sense gun laws. Okay, not to repeal the Second Amendment, not because, what did I see that somebody photoshopped one of the kids tearing up the Constitution and another one of the kids now, I think is supposed to be a Cuban or something planted, yeah, down in Florida. It's amazing. No, not amazing. What did they say? Sorry, not sorry. Amazing, not amazing. That you have these Republicans and all these idiots speaking out against this march. Now, let me tell you, this March for Our Lives, these kids, I love them. I'm proud of them because they gave me hope. After last summer, the summer of white supremacy will be fondly remembered as when they tried to save the Confederate statues, a beautiful moment for America, right? Anyway, I saw a lot of young people in those marches. I saw a lot of young college-age white supremacists, and it was really disappointing to me to see that, because it's like, that was my hope. My hope was the next generation. My hope was that we're not going to end racism, but maybe they'll just die off. But then I saw new generations of them trained to have their tiki torches and their cowardly marches and their bullshit. But now to see this, to see these kids organize and these kids to talk about, and I just hope they hang on to it, telling politicians, yeah, we're young now, but in another year, in another 2 years, in another 4 years, whatever, we're going to be voting. Yeah, and a great T-shirt, the $5 T-shirt I saw, which is how much each life is worth based on the donations that Marco Rubio took from the NRA. $5 each. That's what these kids' lives are worth. Now, you want to save lives? Well, maybe we'll listen to Rick Santorum. Why the fuck are we listening to Rick Santorum? Why is Rick Santorum in the news? It's not like he wasn't stupid when he left, but he just wanted to show, hey, I've been out of the spotlight for a while, and I haven't read a book. So Rick Santorum said these kids, rather than march against guns and try to, you know, save their lives that way, they should be studying CPR. Perhaps Rick should study what a bullet does to you. I don't think CPR is going to help you much when a bullet rips through your body. You know, maybe Rick, if they should be doing CPR, you should be reading. There's a trade-off, all right? They do CPR, we'll have one kid learn CPR, and then you read a book, okay? And you can't read Mike Pence's daughter's book about the rabbit. You can't read the rabbit book. You have to read a grown-up book. You Nimrod. Idiot. Why is he in it? Why doesn't the news just say, you know something, Mr. Santorum, we're done with you and we're not going to listen, and you have to go to Breitbart or some crazy right-wing website? Anyway, so we had that. We had the march, and I'll get back to it, but the march was amazing and inspiring. And thank you to all who were involved. Stormy Daniels did the 60 Minutes interview. It was, I'd say, as expected. I didn't hear any bombshells. I watched it. You know, the fact that she had sex with Trump. First of all, when Donald Trump said to her, "You remind me of my daughter," and then goes to have sex with her, is that not weird, creepy, wrong? What? That's your line? "Hey, baby, you remind me of my daughter. Let's get it on." Unbelievable. Insert your inbreed joke there. That was, ugh. There's some. But you know, it's okay. The evangelicals are okay with it. I guess if they're okay with adultery, which again, that's in the top 10. Adultery's in the top 10, but they're okay with adultery and they're okay with lying. I guess wanting to have sex with someone who reminds you of your daughter is okay. Now, the other thing you're saying about this, and you know, Stormy Daniels said her life was threatened. I believe that, maybe. Yeah, I believe it. But these guys aren't exactly gangsters. They're not that smart. But somebody could have threatened her. The money, you know, if just follow the money. You know where the crime's committed. The lawyer paid her off. The lawyer got his money. Hopefully got his money from Trump. When I say hopefully, I mean he's hoping. I don't give a shit. But anyway, the interview was interesting. I wouldn't say salacious. It was what it was. And of course, the next day, blah, blah, blah. They talk about Stormy Daniels is a whore, blah, blah. You know, what's funny, I don't know. Is calling a porn star a whore a bad thing? Or does she own that and say, yeah, I have sex for money. It's my job. It's what I do. I don't know. I certainly have no moral judgment of the woman. I feel for her having had sex with Donald Trump. Can't make it any easier to consume food. It's got to stay with you for a while. Ugh. But she did it. She did it. And she got the money. And, you know, I love when people are like, oh, well, you know, if Bill Clinton had done it, the liberals would have been fine. Well, Bill balanced the budget. All right. So that's my rule. If you balance the budget, screw around on your wife. I got nothing to say. You want to screw around on your wife, you're president, you got to balance the budget first. Okay. Bill balanced the budget. You balance the budget, Donald, people will like you. Ugh. Did I say that? Ugh. Sorry. That physically hurt me to say, but it's true. That's my rule. You get new rules from Bill Maher. My rule, balance the budget. You can screw around on your wife. That's my rule. Okay. Speaking of forgiveness and all this. I don't really know what to do with this. I have friends who are Trump supporters, and they asked me to interact with them, and I'm not comfortable with it because they asked me as if they don't support this racist, you know, and that's my biggest problem with him, that he's a racist because I happen to be black. It's such a weird thing. So one person who was all about Trump has invited me to do this charity event. And maybe I'm taking the coward's way out, but fortunately I'm out of town, so I don't have to go. I don't think I'd go anyway, even though it's an activity I like participating in. I don't know if I'd do it. And the other one just came up with that nonsense about these kids are all marching against the Second Amendment. And what's funny about that, and this is a person who's an acquaintance more so than a friend, and I only encounter at certain events, so I'm not worried about that. But what's funny about that, I've heard the Second Amendment thing, and you know, there's a joke, there's a million jokes about selective hearing, right? Like, you know, like wives saying that their husband only hears certain things and blah blah blah. Well, selective hearing is one thing, then there's just making up shit. This is just making up shit, that these kids are marching against the Second Amendment. No, they're not. They're simply not. They're marching against the sale of assault weapons. They're marching to feel secure and safe in their schools. They're marching against, you know, all of their fellow students who've been killed. They have nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Now, no one, by the way, has come after their guns, okay? Barack Obama didn't come after your guns. Hillary Clinton didn't come after your guns, blah, blah, blah. Now, there is one guy who's saying that we should repeal the Second Amendment. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens said that we should repeal the Second Amendment. Now, granted, man is 97 years old, which is amazing that, you know, he's still on top of it. But he's a Supreme Court justice, right? So what would he know about the Constitution? I mean, really, he wouldn't actually know anything compared to, oh, I don't know, you know, some NRA clown. Hey, I don't even give those ass clowns names. No, this man wouldn't know anything. But he said that the District of Columbia versus Heller decision in 2008, he said that provided the National Rifle Association with a propaganda weapon of immense power. And he said that overturning the Second Amendment would be simple and would do more to weaken the NRA's ability to stymie legislative debate, blah, blah, blah. So basically, when we let these, you know, the whole thing with the campaign financing and the PACs and the hidden money and made it all legal, obviously that helped the NRA. And, you know, this is the first person I'm seeing say repeal the Second Amendment. I don't even think we need to repeal the Second Amendment. I just think we need to apply common sense to the Second Amendment. And by the way, you're not forming a militia to fight the government, okay? Let that one go. That's as ridiculous as the good guy with a gun will stop a bad guy with a gun. Now, there was a school shooting in Maryland that was stopped by a guy with a gun because that was his job, because he was an officer and he was trained. If you idiots want to get training to carry your guns, we'll all be a lot more comfortable with you carrying your guns. But So anyway, damn, did I drift off on that one. I'm just, what the hell is wrong with me? Focus, son, focus. I don't know what to do. I don't know how you handle it. How do you handle a friend or an acquaintance who is a Trump supporter all over Facebook and social media, this and that, and then comes to me, a black person, like, you're supporting a racist. You're supporting a guy who's supported by the Klan and numerous white supremacy groups, a guy who said that the Nazis, well, there's some good people on both sides, you know, so it's they're not like bad Nazis. They're nice, friendly, tiki torch Nazis. So, yeah, I'm not. People, I guess they're that clueless. I guess there's like a disconnect. Some people have a disconnect from reality. So I guess that's what it is. I don't know. You know what I know? I know you can get Who's Paying Attention on Spotify. How smooth was that? Yeah, Spotify is making it easy for you to stream this podcast and many others, any podcast you want. This is what you do. You open the app on your mobile or your desktop. You click on Browse. Then you click on the podcast section. Find my podcast, any of the great All Things Comedy podcasts, or any podcast you want. Check out Spotify. Get the app. You can listen on the go. All right. That was a smooth ass commercial. So this was the other thing I wanted to talk about, because we have all this talk about the March for Our Lives, and there's been some controversy about the fact that these are white kids speaking out and where are the black kids speaking out and so on and so forth. And listen, I don't have all the answers, but I'll tell you this. There was a beautiful young black girl, 11 years old, and her name was Naomi Wadler. And look it up on YouTube. She gave just a beautiful speech. And what she did today, what she did that day, was give a voice to black women killed by name because their voice isn't heard. They're not mentioned. Their stories never make the news. She addressed the fact that she was up there on her own accord, that nobody told her to do this, et cetera, et cetera. It was absolutely beautiful and moving to listen to this little girl. So amazing. And hope. And again, an 11-year-old, that's hope. That an 11-year-old is that woke, is that smart, is that feeling, is that caring, and is that intelligent. Look out for her, because she's going to grow up to be a woman of force. She's already. Let's keep listening. Let's keep listening, okay? Because they're still killing, okay? This past week in Sacramento, Stephon Clark shot 20 times. Police fired 20 shots. He was in his grandmother's backyard. He had a cell phone. Now, was he breaking into cars on the block? I don't know. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But even if he was, is breaking car windows reason for 20 shots? Open fire? No. Out in Sterling in Louisiana, unarmed black man selling CDs. Cops had him on the ground when they shot him. And they just decided, yeah, we're not going to press charges. And again, nothing changes. We knew they weren't going to press charges from the moment it happened. They're not going to press charges in Sacramento. The protesters are blocking streets. They're blocking Sacramento Kings games. But there's nothing that's going to be done, because that's what happens. So, Naomi, thank you for giving a voice to these people. Man, when can I do a lighter podcast? I don't know. It's baseball season. There's some good news. It's too early for baseball season. Baseball season starts this week. Baseball season not supposed to start end of March. Baseball season is supposed to start mid-April at best. But the good thing about baseball season, when baseball season starts, everyone's got hope. Everyone's got a chance. I don't care if you're like me, a New York Mets fan, or a Florida Marlins fan, or a Houston Astros fan, or a Dodger fan, or a Yankee fan. I don't like if you're a Red Sox fan, but it doesn't matter, because everyone has hope in baseball season. It's also the Final Four weekend, and Duke's not in it, so that's a good Final Four. Yeah, Dr. Ken, I said that. Ken Jeong, my buddy, Dr. Ken, I love that guy, is the most amazing Duke fan. It's hilarious, and he's funny to watch. And me and him go back and forth on the internet. But I'm, you know, they had a good run. They made it deeper than my team, Carolina. But it is just funny to watch his crazy ass on the sidelines. That's great. You know what? That is great. That's what's great about sports. Sports is an escape from this. Sports is a temporary escape. And to those who say that, well, if it's an escape, Kaepernick shouldn't take any. Shut up. I'm not talking about that. Okay, I'm just saying in general, that's one of the reasons I like sports. You know what else I like? The internet. And one day, I will have the internet in my home. I've heard about it. It seems to be a good thing, this interweb that people use to learn and communicate. Perhaps Rick Santorum can get it. Can anyone get Rick Santorum something better than his AOL account so he could actually see what these kids are talking about and how CPR isn't going to help them if they get shot in school? Finally, since this school shooting seems to be the topic, did you hear in Pennsylvania that one school just, they put a bucket of rocks in each classroom? And if there's a school shooter, now, it's ridiculous. Okay, I can see maybe if it was an Amish school and they were talking about stoning, but no, they gave a bucket of rocks. But I will say this, how surprised would that shooter be? Now, maybe this joke is in bad taste. Maybe I shouldn't laugh, but just think that moment you walk in and you pull out a gun and suddenly rocks are coming at you. And these are some good sized rocks. These ain't pebbles, you know. We're talking some good sized rocks start coming at you. It would throw off your school shooting game. I got to say that. We've been making fun of this, but that would shoot through. Man, have you ever been hit with a rock? Have you ever been hit upside the head? No, I'm not comparing it to getting shot. Okay, I'm not. But I'm just saying, it's something. And give them that. It's something. And the surprise when you pulled that. If somebody could bean you right before you got your first shot off, how great would that be? You know what stopped a bad guy with a gun? A good guy with a rock. This is Alonzo. Who's paying attention? You are. Next week, I am off to Qatar. I am going to Qatar in search of a decent internet signal. No, I'm actually going to an Air Force base in Qatar. I'm going to entertain the troops, something that I love doing and am honored to do and have a lot of fun doing. And it'll be fun being on the other side of the world for a show. So I'll be back. My podcast, I'll be podcasting, and I will find the internet. And I love and thank you for listening. It's Alonzo Bowden. Who's paying attention? You are. And I thank you.